Hey people, welcome to another episode of Not Another Sales Podcast. I'm Chris Hatfield, aka Not Another Sales Guy. I'm a sales coach and consultant who works with coaches, business owners, and people in the world of sales who want to become more comfortable and confident in selling in their own natural human way. If you're enjoying the podcast episodes and would like to access some great free resources linked to the podcast series through the monthly newsletter, which also includes podcast extracts and news on upcoming masterminds, live streams and events, then you can email me chris.hatfield@notanothersalesguy.com. That's chris.hatfield@notanothersalesguy.com and quote, let's do this. This episode of Not Another Sales Podcast is brought to you by Mindful Talent, a global coaching organization that trains aspiring coaches and innovative leaders. Their programs, The Trusted Coach and The Trusted Leader, are founded on the principles of mindfulness and developed in alignment with contemporary neuroscience, offering a globally recognized coaching qualification that is accredited by the Association for Coaching. Their online blended learning program has qualified hundreds of participants around the world, helping them to gain an edge in life and in business by increasing their emotional and social intelligence and their ability to connect with others. If you're interested in training with this incredible organization, which I would highly recommend, then you can visit their website and use my personalized URL code to gain 10% off any of their programs. www.mindfultalent.coach. That's www.mindfultalent.coach and reference my code NOTANOTHERSALES. And now, on with the episode. Hey people, welcome to the Mind Over Matter mini-series on Not Another Sales Podcast. In these three episodes, I'm going to be sharing with you some short, actionable tips on how you can start to unclutter your mind and become more mindful and intentional with everyday life. If you'd like a free one-page resource sheet that links to all three episodes on here, then drop me an email, chris.hatfield@notanothersalesguy.com. But for now, on with the show. Do any of these statements resonate with you? I couldn't focus before my meeting today. Sorry I'm not fully with it this evening. I've had such a long day, I just haven't been able to focus. Do they sound familiar? You know, we go through our everyday lives, and whether that's at work, whether that's at home, and we often find ourselves with our minds drifting, whether that's when we're in a presentation, a meeting with a customer, sometimes on the phone. It's natural. It's happens to everybody, and it can be frustrating, and you feel like you haven't really been fully attentive with the person you're with. And we all have a variety of thoughts and emotions that can limit us from being present and achieving our potential, essentially, if our mind's elsewhere. So to overcome these thoughts, or head trash, as one of my guests, Jackie Hermes, might say, you can use something called clearing the space. And what clearing the space will do, it will allow you to be more present in the moment, identify what is at the heart of your worries, and ensure you're performing at your potential, whether that's at work or at home. And it's done in three easy steps. The first one is notice it. Allow yourself to realize something isn't quite right and lean into it. It's very easy for us to go about our day and let all these feelings and thoughts build up on us and just let it sometimes become part and parcel of what we do and just accept it, think, oh, I just always feel stressed, I always feel like this. And that shouldn't be the case. Notice that you're not yourself. You know, if you're snapping at people, if you're not responding to people in the way you normally do, notice it. Notice the emotion you are feeling, not the thought, the emotion. If you're feeling, oh, I'm wondering what the customer's going to say, or I wonder what my other half was going to think about this, like, what's the emotion behind that? And then this links to number two, name it. Name that emotion. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Once we name something, our body's alarm system quietens down, and it's linked to something called affect labeling. And a part of our brain, the prefrontal cortex, is responsible for all our decisions, all our thoughts that we act on. But when we have these reactions and when we start feeling like this, our body sets off this chemical reaction, and things like cortisol or adrenaline are pumped into the system, and it goes haywire. It doesn't know quite what's wrong with us. It's a bit like if you've got a dog and the postman knocks at the door, the dog goes mental because it feels like the house is under attack. It has no idea what's going on. So it's just going to bark and bark and bark. And once it realizes it's the postman, or you tell it it's the postman, it quietens down. It's exactly the same thing with our minds. Until we can actually name the emotion, we don't know what's going on. We're in that fight or flight mode. So name it. Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it stress? Is it frustration? What is it? And this links to number three, neutralize it. So we've got notice it, name it, and now neutralize it. Whether that is writing it down or telling someone, or sometimes even just naming the emotion, it helps us rationalize what we're thinking about and what we're feeling, because we can actually understand it more then. Even naming it out loud is a great way to neutralize it. But if you're able to do this, to first of all notice you're not quite right, then name it, and then neutralize it. Because otherwise your body is just in that state of fight or flight and not quite sure of how to react. So this is a great little technique that you can use, and I have, before a pitch or before a meeting or even on your commute home. If you've got even just 5 minutes sometimes, or even a minute or two on the train journey or on the car home, because what it will allow you to do, it will allow you to be more present with your family, with your colleagues, with whoever you're with your customers, at making sure that you're giving your full attention every single day with the people you are with, not worrying about things elsewhere, and reaching your potential. So give that a try. Would love to hear if you've used it or if you're using it already, how it's worked for you. And stay tuned for another episode of Not Another Sales Podcast. Hey people, thanks for listening to another episode of Not Another Sales Podcast. If you want to stay up to date with the latest episodes and posts, you can find me on Instagram, notanothersalesguy_ in each of those words. You can also find the podcast on all major platforms by typing Not Another Sales Podcast. And also, if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, I go by the name of Chris Hatfield. So thanks again, and stay tuned for another episode.